Longlac, what was once formally known as Longlac Lake Reserve No. 77, is a small Anishinaabe, Ojibwe, First Nation located in northern Ontario. It is located approximately 40 kilometers east of Geraldton on the northern shore of Long Lake, immediately south of Long Lake 58 First Nation and the community of Longlac. Jinugaming First Nation is a member of the Anishinaabe Nation, a political territorial organization representing 49 First Nations in Northern Ontario and Mattawa First Nations. Within their community, and as of January 31, 2020, they have 980 registered band members, of which 200 reside on reserve. The Jinugaming First Nations Training Center offers programs in education, health and childcare, providing education programs for their students in municipalities including Greenstone, Longlac Ward, at Our Lady of Fatima, Margery Mills Public School, and Migizi Wazizan Elementary School. Secondary students also attend Geraldton Composite High School, Geraldton Ward, with some of their students also attending Migizi Miguinan Secondary School, who have had some of their graduating students attend post-secondary education. Just recently, Lady of Fatima Catholic Elementary School in Longlac shared the fact that their community Jinugaming First Nation Training Center was offering a great leadership opportunity for students. On February 16, 2022, GFNTC invited students interested in a leadership position with their organization to join them for supper at the training center that day, and to take advantage of the opportunity to become the voice of youth by sitting on their new Jinugaming First Nation Student Council. While there, students were provided with nomination packages for the following positions: President, Vice President, Secretary, Health Director and Cultural Director. School shared the fact that their community Jinugaming First Nation Training Center is offering a great leadership opportunity for students. On February 16, 2022, they are inviting students interested in a leadership position with them to join them for supper at the training center for 4 p.m. Students that attend will have the opportunity to become the voice of youth by sitting on their new Jinugaming First Nation Student Council. They invite all interested students to come enjoy supper and learn more about establishing this new student council. This endeavor was just one of the many ways in which Jinugaming First Nation Training Center demonstrates the work that they do in their communities to not only encourage students to become leaders, but also by promoting their language, culture, traditions and history. Students in their community, through the partnership with both Superior North Catholic District School Board and Superior Greenstone District School Board, offered an after-school immersion program giving students of all ages the chance to learn Anishinaabemowin virtually. This program started on February 16, 2022, and gave students who enrolled the opportunity to learn while engaging with others. The partnership and relationship they have with their community and the schools in the region is an important example of the way in which promoting Indigenous language, culture, traditions and history is definitely a key goal for Jinugaming First Nations Training Center. This year, the GFNTC reports that this year's summer placement was at an all-time high according to Jinugaming First Nation employment records. More than 40% of their youth are currently employed by them. They continue to make it known that their main objective to having a youth council is to ensure that the youth of Jinugaming First Nation have a unified voice within their community. In their most recent newsletter, the GFNTC featured a message from council, in which included an update on many things and offered an overview of the past year. Their council shared some of these thoughts. Buzhu. Health and greetings from beautiful Jinugaming First Nation. It's been almost a year and a half since COVID-19 began impacting all of our lives. We've had to stay home and refrain from the gatherings we know so well. Some of us have had our loved ones become ill and sadly pass away from this virus. We are now getting over the third wave of the pandemic, and with the vaccination clinics well underway, we hope to have some of the restrictions we have been under slowly lift. On behalf of our council, we would like to congratulate all of our graduates who persevered to achieve your goals, and we are so proud of your accomplishments. Our ancestors used arrows to survive, and today education is another form of an arrow, as you all will be our future leaders who will take Jinugaming further than where we are today. I feel very comfortable for the future, as you all are doing what good leadership would be doing.